suave.
Okay. And if food's been cooked and served the second time, you say that it's been...
It's old. I don't want it. I don't eat like cold food or something.
Well, if it's... Like, if you'd fix something for Sunday dinner, and Monday or Sunday night you had it again, you say you the food had been...
You need heating.
Uh-huh.
Heat your food and we'll eat it, you know, eat it hot rather than eat it cold.
Uh-huh. What do you call it when you eat the same thing for two meals in a row? You say you're having.
Well, I'd call it if you just had enough of it and you liked it, just go ahead and eat it. It's in good shape.
Okay. And if there's a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you.
Tell him to get one.
How would he say that?
I'd say, go ahead and get you one.
Get you?
Oh, apple.
And you say, this is an imitation maple syrup. This is...
Well, I'd say it's a real apple.
Okay, but this is gin?
Genuine good apple.
Okay. And if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you say to someone, would you just, what's that?
And I was eating it.
Well, you like the way it smells. You tell someone.
Oh, it's good.
Would you just,
it smells good, yes. I smell it. Shove it up in my nose.
And if you were buying something several hundred pounds at a time, you say you were buying it pounds.
Because it may go up.
Or if you buy something wholesale, you'd be buying it in...
And well, you get it like that, you'd be able to buy something wholesale, you can get it cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear the expression, buying something loose or buying it in bulk or bulk?
Yeah.
How would you say that?
I would buy it in a bulk. Why, you know, for instance, I was in town and I didn't have no way to go regularly.
Mm-hmm.
I'd buy more, so I would have it and wouldn't have to really stack.
What sort of things did you buy in bulk?
Such as those things I really need. Maybe if I had to buy eggs, bacon, canned biscuits, I wouldn't buy too much light bread because it gets old, tanks on. But such stuff is it'll stand a while.
Mm-hmm. You tell somebody, he doesn't live here, he lives way
over yonder, or up the road further, or something like that.
And you tell somebody, don't do it that way, do it.
Do it this way. It's the easiest way, maybe. Yeah, right.
And if you don't have any money at all, you say that you're not rich. You're...
I'm already poor.
Okay. And you say, when I was a child, my father was poor. The next door was a child. Father was rich. Next door was a child.
His father was poor.
And... If you have a lot of peach trees, you'd call that a peach.
Orchard.
And you'd ask somebody if that's his orchard. He'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor.
Uh-huh.
He'd point to somebody else and say, he's the man.
Hmm. Yeah, I see. That's the one the orchard belongs to. Or that's the man the orchard belongs to.
Okay. And if you leave an apple lying around, it'll dry up and the skin will be all... What'll it do? It'll get all wrinkled, you'd say it'll...
It'll go bad. It'll sour.